We are talking to royalty. I'm honored to do that. He is a king of hot dogs, Bobby Morelli. Happy Father's Day to you.
Hey, Steve. Happy Father's Day to you as well. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
It's a pleasure to have you on, and it is special that I have you on not only to talk about your special hot dogs, but also talk about how you've created this incredible business. So literally, your business is called the Hot Dog Box, and you began out of a box. And not only did you begin out of a box, you began working with your daughters as well. Can you tell me your story? It's a great story.
Absolutely. And you're right. We started inside a box, a big red box at that, fire engine red. And I started with my then 9-year-old daughter, Brooklyn. She was literally taking orders, and I was creating, you know, the dogs in the back. And we're serving on the south side of Chicago in a neighborhood called Brownsville, which was very popular at one point of a time with a lot of small black businesses and things like that. So there's a historical component to that. But we started there doing hot dogs. Then I said we needed to do something different to just create something that was unique and that would help set us apart, because hot dogs is, I mean, Chicago is known for hot dogs. And, you know, I wanted to make a mark. And in order to do that, we have to be creative, and we have to do something that everybody else wasn't doing. So we did this, the filet mignon steak dog. And then we started to be more inclusive with our menu and create different, bringing vegan, bringing turkey, bringing all of these different hot dogs that not everybody was doing. And that actually led to a snowball effect when it comes to television appearances, media, all kinds of things, you know. And then we had lines wrapped around the buildings and multiple times. And we came up on this spot here in Portage Park, where we literally have our indoor dining space, and we created a space that looks more like a backyard, but indoors, with our green grass and our picnic tables. And we wanted to just set a real family vibe. And we included my 6-year-old daughter, Bailey, now. She does our brownies. I remember her doing brownies with her grandmother one night, and she came home, and we were at the dinner table, and she said, "Daddy, I made brownies with grandmother, my grandmother, and would you like to try some?" And I said, "Sure, Bailey, I'll try it." And they turned out to be really fantastic. And she was like, "Well, I would like to sell them in the hot dog box with Brooklyn." And I said, "Wow, okay." Brooklyn, she's sort of the face of the hot dog box along with myself. Let's create this and make this Bailey's thing. So we'll call it Bailey's Brownies. And she was like, "Yes, I love it." And from then, that's how Bailey has become incorporated into this family business, if you will. And we're just rolling.
When did you open the business?
We opened August 2022, so in the midst of the pandemic.
No. When did you open the original hot dog box?
The original hot dog place, August 2020.
Okay, so there you are at the height of the August, he said, of 2020, when no one was beginning businesses. Were you surprised at the overwhelming success?
Actually, I was, because honestly, there was a pivot project for myself. What I did by trade was web design and marketing, and I had an agency, and a lot of people know the story. A lot of the clients were either going out of business themselves, or they had to pivot or re-strategize, which forced me to, you know, find something to do out of survival. And it was hot dogs. And I'm like, well, I got to stay on the corner to do hot dogs,
Bobby,
to make sure that, you know, we stay afloat like everybody else. Then that's what we'll do.
Bobby, it could have been anything. Why hot dogs?
Well, Brooklyn and I love hot dogs, and literally, I'm not a chef by trade, so I'm like, hot dogs seem pretty easy. And then it's a canvas, you know, so similar to tacos, but hot dogs and it's a pretty boring thing right now. Like, I feel like hot dogs there's so much you can do with hot dogs. And, you know, we started with hot dogs because I felt that it was something that we could really be creative with.
Well, who knew there was so much you could do with hot dogs? So give me one example of maybe your best-selling hot dog of the variety that you do have.
Yeah, so we definitely have a lot of varieties. However, our most popular still to this day is the Brownsville Bourbon. And that is truly, for me, I feel like a work of art because we have the base, which is the steak dog. Then we pair it with the cabbage and carrot medley. And then we do a special bourbon barbecue sauce. And actually, my wife makes that sauce. And then we top it with some hickory smoked bacon and some sport peppers to add a little kick to it. And that, till this day, is like still our number one seller.
And this really, truly is a family business, obviously. Now,
yeah.
To be clear, your kids are not pulled out of school. They're not being forced to do this. But I'll tell you, it is so sweet. You walk in, because we were there last Thursday, I think it was. We walked in to mm-hmm. your location on Milwaukee in Portage Park, right at about mm-hmm. Irving Park. And you walk yep. in, and yeah, it feels like you're outside because you have picnic tables, but you're definitely inside. And when it's 90 mm-hmm. degrees, that's a good thing that you're definitely inside. And you right. see the menu in front of you, and then you order the hot dog, and that is, you order it to one daughter, and then your other daughter, your younger daughter, comes and delivers the hot dogs. And it is mm-hmm. just a wonderful, sweet family feel to all of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Congratulations.
It's important for me to make sure that we include them into the business, and that's how we keep the fun going, and that's how we keep, you know, our kids involved and knowing what it's like to work hard and to build something from ground zero. And they'll be a part of that historical point whenever we do reach our pinnacle of success, if you will. They know that they had a hand in it and they know what it's like. So that's why we include them.
So what you're saying is you want to take over the world with hot dogs?
Yeah, I think it's possible.
Bobby Morelli, happy Father's Day to you. A hot dog king of Chicago. Thank you so much for joining us. Give us the address, by the way, the exact address.
Sure. Our address is 4020 North Milwaukee Avenue, Chicago, Illinois. We're right on Milwaukee and Irving Park, Six Corners.
And the website?
Website, www.thehotdogbox.com. And then you can find us on social at The Hot Dog Box Official.
All right, very good. We found the alderman, Nick Sposato, and we'll talk with him in a moment. Again, Bobby Morelli, happy Father's Day.